Hello, delicious humans. Welcome. I'm Nikki Lowe, and I want to talk with you today about overwhelm, conquering overwhelm to devour life with great joy. I was once described as a human experience guide, and I'm pretty sure that was born from my obvious passion for caring for human beings, not just human bodies. And it was also a much quicker way of saying I am a registered personal trainer. I am a group movement teacher, have been for over 20 years. I created my own signature Glow yoga Pilates style classes and online flow school. I'm a degree qualified naturopath and medical herbalist, a myofascial movement specialist, and a wellness educator. And I'm going to be super embarrassed if I have forgotten something off my own list. But ultimately, it is my mission to inspire and educate a holistic approach to the human experience. And it's a real joy to speak to the Golden Brand's first family members. I just believe so much in the power of what Lisa has created for us here. And we only met months ago. We met at a conference for women in business and immediately connected with shared values of connection, collaboration, inspiration, and community. Community so that we could, you know, all come together to support each other, no matter what field of work we were in. And I think this community has been created so that we can all be our best selves in work and in life. And be inspired to really stay on that path. So if you have a business, I'm going to be honest, it's probably true that, you know, your work is a huge part of your life, right? So I'm not going to pretend to talk about a work-life balance, but I do want to talk about work-life joy. And so it's kind of really important to do this business thing right and to love what we are doing. This is a two-part series. First, I want to dive into the experience of overwhelm, a word I hear far more than I would like to in my field of work as an emotion used to describe a state of being. We're going to talk about what it is, how to identify it. I want to talk about whether it's even possible to beat it, but certainly about how we can thrive alongside of it in business and in life. In the second part to this series, I want to offer actionable take-home or act-now strategies that you can implement in your everyday life to conquer overwhelm and devour life with great joy, as I deserve or believe that you deserve to do. What is overwhelm? I feel like we've all had that moment in our lives where you don't even know how to put it into words, but you can feel it. It's like hands on chest. You know, your mind is so full to the brim that you almost feel frozen. And sometimes that's exactly what overwhelm is. Your brain is so full, it quite literally starts to slow down. I was on my computer the other day. I don't know if this will make you cringe, but I had so many tabs open. Another metaphor for life, right? I had so many tabs open and I had this little pop-up box flash and say, you know, taking up a significant amount of storage, slowing down load time, or, you know, slowing down everything. And I think that's a really interesting way of looking at what happens to our brain when we are overwhelmed. It literally starts to slow down. To keep it really simple, overwhelm is a too muchness. It is flirting with the edge of burnout. You know how sometimes you've got so much to do, you don't even know where to start? So you kind of just don't. That is a really good way to describe overwhelm. We talk a lot about fight or flight and nervous system response. And this too is a different expression of from your nervous system. You might not always take flight. You might not always stop and fight, but sometimes you just freeze. And that's when we don't always talk about the fight, the flight, but also the freeze. And we could also refer to the freeze as procrastination. If you run your own business, you've had moments where you have thought, why can't I stop procrastinating and just get to it? This is not laziness. This is not a lack of motivation or drive. This is a series of events that have led to a state of overwhelm a lot of the time. It might be the events that are taking place. It might be that your systems just aren't quite in place yet, or it might be that your head is actually so overwhelmed and busy with thoughts that are coming and going. And sometimes those thoughts can be driven by a lack of self-belief, self-worth. Maybe we've had a moment where we have lost trust in our own capabilities and our innate superpowers. And, you know, I think that's going to happen for all of us, you know, at varying points of running a business. Sometimes it can feel like we're being swallowed alive by self-doubt and it kind of paralyzes us. I think that is something that all of us can relate to, and it's important to actually identify what it is so that we can move through it. Because that can be really disempowering. I'm thinking about this time that I was asked to speak about overwhelm in my very first podcast. And I got so overwhelmed that I forgot everything that I wanted to say. And I just froze like a deer in the headlights and asked if we could actually please start again. And like, can you see the irony of that? Like, I got overwhelmed talking about overwhelm. So I'm not pretending to be an expert on this subject, just a sister human who is on the same path trying to create what you are, a life by our own design, a business that is purposeful and joy-driven so that we can, you know, with great hope and intention, make this world a better place and share something beautiful. So I started my business about 7 years ago. At the time, I was recovering from my fourth hip surgery. So I had literally been knocked off my feet. And this gave me pause to reflect on my life. I had been teaching movement for over 20 years, and I already knew that working with human beings was, you know, exactly where I was supposed to be, but I wanted to offer more. So that's when I knew I was ready for a change, and I made a decision to quit my full-time job in order to have the flexibility I needed in my work to go to uni full time to complete a Bachelor of Naturopathy and Herbal Medicine. And so I said a little prayer. I backed my wild heart and big dreams and just went for it. And it was the best thing that I ever did. And it got me really cozy and really experienced with the sensation of overwhelm, which leads us to where we are here today. And I want to help you identify whether your mind or body needs a little love and extra nourishment too. So I'm going to list a few little red flags that I want you to be aware of if they come up for you, so that you can, you know, take that opportunity to pause, to slow down, to reflect and to tune it is to tune in to what it is that your body is asking of you. So a few things you might experience in the midst of overwhelm: restless sleep, the inability to quieten a busy mind, low energy levels, feeling irritable, frustrated, maybe even angry, feeling sad or really tearful, even when you're not sure why, tummy butterflies, that feeling of nervousness and anxiousness, difficulty relaxing or just switching off, low sex drive. It's something that we don't talk about often enough, in my opinion, that desire to feel pleasure is a fundamental pillar of human health and happiness. You might feel disinterested in food, or it might be the complete opposite. You might be seeking the comfort of food or the grounded feeling that comes with food and that sometimes comes with overeating food. Decision fatigue, like by the time it gets to the end of the day and someone says, "What's for dinner?" Oh my God, you know. Relying on coffee to wake up and get going. Relying on wine to calm down and escape, maybe both. And feeling disconnected sometimes from the humans and the things in life that we actually love the most. I talk about these things because you deserve to have a thriving business and a joy-filled life all at the same time. I talk about these things because if it nudges you to pause, to reflect and slow down in order to restore before life or your health knocks you down, then that's a good thing too. You can't outsmart being human. You can try, but you can't. And if you think that you don't have the time to take care of yourself, that is when you need to take care of yourself the most. And when you do, everything around you, your business, your life, it all comes to life in the most magnificent way. You can have beauty and success while still nurturing you, I promise. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the long-term effects of stress and overwhelm and some take-home act now strategies that you can implement to conquer or coexist alongside overwhelm and to devour this life with great joy your way. Never forget how truly magic you are.